Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Tech Podcast. Just wanted to do a quick episode. The Apple keynote address that just happened yesterday. They have these once or twice a year, various events where they introduce products and updates to products and things like that. There's new versions of the iPhone, new Apple AirPods, a new Apple Watch. And some other announcements that they made. And the reason I'm talking about this at the moment is because I have been an Apple computer user for almost, well, since the iBook G4. Okay, so this is like 15 years, something like that. 20, almost 20, 15, 20, 15. Anyway, long time. And recently, Apple has moved to their own silicon, which just means that instead of purchasing CPUs and GPUs from other companies, like Intel and other companies, they are now making their own. And they started doing this with the iPhone, so they've been making their own chips for the iPhones for quite some time, as well as the iPads. And I believe the Apple Watch is theirs as well. And they finally migrated their Mac lineup. So if you have an Apple laptop or Apple computer, they also have these now Apple Silicon, which they call the M1 and M2 chips. So the issue that I have, and I do have an issue with Apple products, specifically the Mac products at this point. There's two issues I have with Apple. One is the iPhones need Touch ID, in my opinion. I will not buy a Face ID iPhone. I refuse to do that. I'm not a selfie person, and I have no real need for a front-facing camera, generally speaking, but certainly not one where it requires me to take a selfie every time I want to unlock my phone. I think that's ridiculous, and I will not be doing that. So I actually have one of the sort of last phones that has Touch ID and a large screen and that sort of thing. And I'll keep using that as long as I can. They do have an SE model that does have Touch ID. That's their only model that they have. That retains that, so at least there's an option, but it does not have a large screen, which I do prefer, but I don't really need. So anyway, that's my first issue, but the issue that I wanted to discuss really is I'm trying to consolidate my computers. I have too many computers, and what I realized is one of my computers I would sort of max out in a certain way, and then I would jump to like another computer to try to fill that void. But the reality is, like, what I don't have is one computer that has everything I need. And this is where specifically the M1 and M2 chips come in. There is a really frustrating problem, in my opinion, with these new Apple computers. If it has Apple Silicon, if it's an M1 or M2, what really means for a consumer is that what you buy is what you have for the entire life of that computer. Excuse me. There's no way to upgrade a computer that you buy today from Apple. There's no way to upgrade the storage, the amount of space that you have to store your photos and movies or whatever you have to do, your files for various programs, the programs themselves. Excuse me. So you cannot upgrade the hard drive, essentially, in any new Mac. So if you go into a store and you buy a Mac that has 256 gigabytes of storage, and you think to yourself, well, you know, if I need more later, I'll just add more. No, you can't. You can add an external hard drive, but that's very different. It's very different. External hard drive, and there's also like a bunch of new issues that come along with that. In the past, you can open up your computer, take out the old hard drive that's not big enough, put in a new one. Not the easiest process in the world, but it can be done. You could take it to someone who could do it for you, or you could just do it yourself. And then memory is another issue. Same thing. It's all integrated directly into their little Apple silicon chips. So if you buy a computer today that has 8 gigabytes of memory, then and your computer, you start using a few programs, and the programs that you're using are starting to require more and more memory with every update. Guess what? Like, your computer's just going to slow down, and you're going to have to start closing out applications, and the computers become slow. Things that should be fast because of their supposedly fast silicon are now very slow activities because you have a lack of memory. And a lot of consumers, I think, don't know this when they go buy it. They just go, "Oh, just give me the base model. That should be fine." And in a lot of cases, it is initially, but then within a year or so, you realize like, "Oh, I don't have any more storage," or "Oh, I don't have enough memory in this computer." And the only option that you have at that point is to sell the computer, or you can't return it at that point, obviously. Sell it and buy a new one. Your computer that's supposedly so fast because of this integrated technology is now a paperweight because there's no way to upgrade the components inside. And historically, upgrading storage and your hard drive and upgrading memory has always been something that you could do with a computer. In fact, I just upgraded my memory on one of my computers. I have a 2018 Mac, and I can upgrade the memory, but I can't upgrade the storage. So, that was sort of like them moving towards it, and then they made it fully complete with now you can't upgrade the memory either with any of these new models. And before, on Apple's website, Apple's always going to charge you more money than you need to pay, right? Generally speaking, for like components and things. So if you were to upgrade, like if you wanted a memory upgrade and you want to buy the memory directly from Apple, let's say it would cost you $200. That same memory on eBay might cost you 50, 60 bucks. Okay? So always it's easier to just do that. And cheaper to do that. If you have money to blow and you don't care, then you just buy it from Apple. Now, there's no way to get around it. You have to buy your memory from Apple. You have to buy your additional storage from Apple. And you have to make that decision at the time of purchase. And it's difficult to make that decision because you're not seeing into the future as much of how much memory you're going to need or how much hard drive space you're going to need. Right, because it might start out where you don't need that much, but then over time becomes more. Even if you're not using that many applications, there's some applications that use well over 4 gigabytes of memory, which is over half of the available memory on these entry-level systems. Plus, the operating system needs memory, so it's not like, oh, you're just using too many programs. No. You could be using of just a hand, like 3 programs, right? And in order to do your work, you need to use 3 or 4 programs at once. And you don't want to have to be closing one down just to let the other one run because everything's starting to slow down so much. So I think that Apple is in this space. They're always doing their marketing stuff. They're always saying how great they are. They're always moving forward in that way. And they've marketed this M1 and M2 technology as like this so great, amazing thing that has so much performance, but the performance is meaningless, absolutely meaningless if you have a hard cap on your storage or your memory, period. So I'm frustrated because I have 2 paperweights basically that otherwise are perfectly capable computers. And if I could just upgrade the storage on one of them, I could get rid of the other one and have a perfectly good functional computer. But no, I cannot do that. So I have to go to Apple, purchase this new thing, which isn't even like some of these models, you can only purchase up to 16 gigabytes of memory. And for some people, that's not enough. So when you start to really spec out these computers, it doesn't matter if those what the starting price is. It could be $1,000, could be less. Like if you're looking at a Mac Mini, for example, I think the starting price is like $799. But when you actually look at the memory, which you should never get the, in my opinion, the baseline memory, Apple should not be selling computers with 8 gigabytes of memory, in my opinion. It's not enough. But you can, for some of the models, you can only get up to 16 gigs of memory, which again is like okay for most people today. But every time things update, every time the operating system updates, even just Apple's own stuff, it's going to consume more and more and more memory. You want the cool latest new features? Well, you're going to have more memory to just to be able to use that. So you have to, once you spec out your computer, you go to the Apple store. And you don't buy the entry level thing. You say, well, no, I want the one with more memory. And I don't want the one with 256 gigabytes of RAM. I want the one with, a terabyte or two. Because you just think about, like, once you sync these computers with your phone, then you're gonna have to all, like, get your photos that are on your phone, on your computer. You're gonna take up a lot of space very, very quickly. And even if you're not doing that, you're still gonna do that, depending on what kind of programs you need for work to get the things done, to create the things you want to create. Let's see if you want to edit movies or things. I mean, God, it's like you're going to need the storage space. Point is, now that computer that was $1,000 is close to $3,000 out the door. Or that $800 computer is now closer to $2,000. And if you do not do that, if you don't spend the extra money up front, you're going to run the chance of being very frustrated and having a paperweight a year down the road. So I think Apple, as they continue on their marketing path, as they do normally, I think that they've, with specifically with their jump to M1 and M2, they're running the risk of pissing off a lot of consumers to the point where they're like people who've been with that Mac for years are going to start to look at PC and other options because of the upgrade path. So that's it for today. A little bit of a rant, but honestly, I'm really kind of very annoyed with Apple at the moment. I don't think they should be selling any computer ever with 8 gigabytes of memory. I think that's ridiculous, and consumers don't understand what those things mean. And so they end up with these computers that end up being slow, even though it's supposed to be so fast. So, little rant. I was hoping to see something at this Apple keynote address that talked about like addressing this at some level. Didn't see it. So that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.